It's Easter today, ma'am. Kamala Harris also celebrated Cesar Chavez Day. By Hannah Knudsen on April 1, 2024. Far leftists not only try to devalue Easter by celebrating Transgender Day of Visibility on Easter Sunday. Vice President Kamala Harris also used the opportunity to celebrate Cesar Chavez Day, drawing many to conclude that Democrats are focused on anything but Easter. For Cesar Chavez, it was about fighting for fairness and the sick, dignity for workers, Harris wrote on social media on Easter Sunday. On Cesar Chavez Day, we celebrate his legacy through his granddaughter, Julie Chavez Rodriguez, whom I have worked with for years. She represents all that our campaign stands for, the people, she added. Her remark prompted this simple reminder, "It's Easter today, ma'am." But Harris was just one of many who did this on Easter Sunday. While she posted a brief two-sentence statement on Easter, celebrating hope and faith in renewal and failing to mention the resurrection of Jesus, the point of the entire celebration, she followed up with a lengthier post celebrating Transgender Day of Visibility, which President Biden declared to fall on Easter Sunday this year. On Transgender Day of Visibility, we celebrate transgender and non-binary Americans. Their courage has given countless others strength, but no one should have to be brave just to be themselves, she said in a post longer than her Easter message. We see you. We stand with you. We won't stop fighting for you, Harris added. Then, Harris posted about Cesar Chavez Day, as did former House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, DCA, the latter of whom posted a message not just about Easter but also the Transgender Day of Visibility as well as the farmworker union organizer and civil rights leader. Anything but Easter. We get it, Donald Trump Jr. remarked as others expressed similar sentiments. This is what Biden cares about and who he caters to. He is devaluing Easter and elevating trans recognition, Senator Ted Cruz, RTX, said over the weekend, deeming it downright shameful and despicable. What seems to be the left's deliberate erasure of the true meaning of Easter warrants a reminder from the Gospel of Matthew. Now after the Sabbath, toward the dawn of the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went to see the tomb. And behold, there was a great earthquake, for an angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came and rolled back the stone and sat on it. His appearance was like lightning, and his clothing white as snow. And for fear of him the guards trembled and became like dead men. But the angel said to the women, "Do not be afraid, for I know that you seek Jesus who was crucified. He is not here, for he has risen, as he said. Come, see the place where he lay. Then go quickly and tell his disciples that he has risen from the dead. And behold, he is going before you to Galilee, there you will see him. See, I have told you." So they departed quickly from the tomb with fear and great joy, and ran to tell his disciples. And behold, Jesus met them and said, "Greetings." And they came up and took hold of his feet and worshipped him. Then Jesus said to them, "Do not be afraid, go and tell my brothers to go to Galilee, and there they will see me." As Breitbart News reiterated over the weekend, the Christian celebration of Easter is all about the resurrection of Jesus, the Son of God, sent to earth to redeem mankind and reconcile humanity back to God by offering the perfect sacrifice, something humanity was unable to do on its own. And the faithful cling to these words of Jesus in John 16, "I have said these things to you, that in me you may have peace. In the world you will have tribulation. But take heart, I have overcome the world."